Thoughts regarding the transgender movement. A commentary by Steve Diamond, written on June 11, 2020, and narrated by Rocco White. Thoughts regarding the transgender movement. This may not be thoroughly thought out or explained, but I wanted to type out a few personal thoughts regarding the transgender movement. If we have 8 billion people alive, then we will have 8 billion unique sets of variables which make up a human life. Traditional male and female gender stereotypes have always had people who deeply do not conform to them. On some level, I don't conform to male. Though I still recognize myself as male and am comfortable with being a male who is simply like the way I am. I don't recognize any special need for a pronoun that references me. Males and females are vastly diverse even within their own categories. And the language we historically have used surrounding these sexes and genders came more out of practical convenience than anything else. Certainly more than anything consciously sinister or intentionally exclusionary. I recognize and accept the concept of two-spirited people. And I do think that any healthy culture acknowledges that the male and female stereotypes do not perfectly fit most people. And that there genuinely is an other category which needs to be respected and valued. That being said, the male and female social paradigms exist as some sort of basis for both communication and social structure, for better or for worse. And trying to discard or radically change this basis is going to debase existing norms in communication and social structure. Something many people are not expecting nor prepared to experience. Because it debases communication and social structure for them. Getting back to the practicality of having a few different gender categories. In a sea of expanding genders, I have to ask how it is even possible to incorporate them all into respectful, anticipated communication. There are so many the masses have never even heard of. Seemingly, you can make up your own, complete with a personalized pronoun on a whim, and just declare it, and expect everybody is going to research you before expressing anything to you in a standard social way. As if spontaneous encounters are off-limits. Lest they offend through the sin of referring to someone by the wrong gender. A curious, sensitive offense, I dare suggest, did not exist in most cultures a mere 10 years ago. And it's often concerning how aggressive it's being pushed. Largely because it is so unreasonable and unjust to judge people and slur them as bigoted, etc. Because this massive monkey wrench they don't understand has been forced upon them and the culture they've lived their whole lives in. And yes, I do view what's happening as primarily a movement to throw a massive monkey wrench into the establishment. Some people don't like the current structure and they want to bring down something of what currently exists and replace it with something that serves them. I have a lot of respect for the will and nerve to radically change things which are not optimal, or not effective, or judged not right. Believe me, this social system has been none too good to people like me, and I cheer on the monkey wrenches. Throw them liberally. So I do look at this movement with some deal of genuine admiration, and I think there is substance in there somewhere. I'm just never going to be comfortable with it while it's so ill-defined and ill-structured and ill-implemented. If anyone can even sucker punch someone as open-minded and accepting as me, all because I didn't read their bio and respectfully referred to them with a pronoun they didn't specify, I'm going to take very deep issue with that and condemn their abusive aggression. Yes. That has happened. No. It's not a good look or constructive behavior for the transgender movement. People are not being disrespectful when they're just following social norms on respect. I like the concept of the movement, otherwise,